Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know that your word is true, that your word is faithful, that your word is just, that your word is unfailing. So, Father God, as we close in with you and we listen to your word, may it speak to the deepest recesses of our souls, our minds, and our hearts. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. I've entitled this today, folks, The Word and the Father. For the next three Sundays that I'm going to be here during your vacancy, I'm going to focus on relationships. What do your relationships look like? Do you get on with the wife? Do you really? Or does she do your head in? I don't have one of those. I remember when I was a member in Richview in Belfast, there was a lady who came to me and she says to me, "You need to go and get married, son." I says, "Why, Doris?" She says, "Because I need to buy a hat." She was getting her spoke in for an invite to the wedding so she could buy a hat. Relationships. Relationships don't just exist between a husband and a wife and a husband. It exists between friends and family. It exists between you and your children or your grandchildren, whoever it happens to be. That's where relationships stand or potentially fall. John's Gospel talks really very openly here in the first number of verses about Jesus, a Son of God, Word, Lamb, King. These are some of the themes that come up in God's Word in John's Gospel. It talks really very openly about Jesus Christ's relationship with the Father, and it talks about him in terms of being called the Word. It talks about his humanity, who he was as a human being. But it also talks about his position as the Son of God, the divine Son of God, because Jesus was human and divine at the same time. Some people just believe that he was human. Some people just believe that he had nice things to say, moral things to teach. Some people believe that. But that's falsehood. That's false. Because not only was he human, not only did he feel the things that you feel, not only did he go through the things that you go through day after day, not only did he experience this, but he knew what it was to be the divine Son of God. Also, what we find in John's Gospel is that the Gospel heavily relies on the theme of relationship. The theme of relationship. And the theme of relationship comes up whenever John tries to explain how God the Father sees a Son and how the Son operates in relation to the Father. How the Son lives for and loves the Father, does what the Father says. But also how the Son lives for and loves you and me. And that's really important. And it also focuses then on how that relationship has been broken between God the Father and humankind because of the fall. Because of how we ignore and reject God's desire to be in covenant community with you and me. To dwell in your heart and in your life in this community. Not only in the comfort, but also in Macrofelt, in Kalnati, in Swatra, in Limavady, in Belfast, wherever it happens to be. God desires to dwell in covenant community with you and with me. Relationships. The first thing I want to look at on the first slide is that the relationship between the Father and the Son and the Son and the Father is an eternal relationship. You see, folks, we can't really take in the scope of what eternity looks like because we don't really get it. We don't really understand it. Our minds are finite. They're not infinite like the mind of God. And therefore, we struggle with eternity. had a good friend who died last week in hospital in Antrim. A friend that I've had for 18 years. A guy I used to work with in the Belfast City Mission. You may have seen it on the TV or whatever. I was sitting in the house last night looking at the order of service, and his photograph was in the front of it. And it just goes, I can't believe you're not here. And he's not. But you know something, folks, he's with the Lord. He closed his eyes in Antrim Hospital. He opened his eyes in eternity. Something that we can't comprehend at the minute because our minds just can't take it in. And now he's able to see all the things that he could not understand this side of eternity. He can see Christ face to face. He knows what it's like to be with the Lord forever. What a majestic, wonderful thing. He's able to see the rubrics and the dynamics now of how God interacts with His Son in glory. Because that relationship that they have is infinite. It's eternal. It's uncreated. It's perfect. The perfect union of Father and Son together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1. So what's this really saying? Well, in the beginning, so before God said, let there be light, and there was light, before God breathed life into humankind, in the beginning, before the beginning, was the Word. The Word is Christ, and that same Word, which is Christ, was God, and that Word was with God. That infinite relationship that exists within the Godhead between Father and Son has always been, has always operated in such a way, has always been perfect, as uncreated, as eternal, as infinite. But not only is it infinite, folks, it's also intentional. You see, God doesn't make any mistakes. I was talking about that earlier in the children's address about making mistakes that we make. God doesn't make any mistakes. And that relationship that Christ has with His Father is not a mistake. Because in that relationship, Jesus Christ pleases His Father, honors His Father, does what His Father says. Now, how often do we do what our fathers say, young people? How often do you do what your daddy tells you what to do? Because when you're younger, and I know, because I once was younger, not younger now, but I once was, you think you know everything. You think that you know it all. That your brain's so big you couldn't get out through the front doors of this meeting house. You have it all sorted out. And as you get on in life and you have your own children and you have your own family, and then history repeats itself, because what happens is, in the same way that you disobeyed your father, your children disobey you. Because that's what we are as human beings. We're all part of that cycle. Then you realize that your dad was right in the first place. Your mother was right in the first place. And you were wrong. And you live and you learn. The relationship that exists within the Godhead between Father and Son is not only eternal and infinite, it is thoroughly intentional. There's a reason behind it. It's a relationship of unity, a relationship of perfection, and a relationship of harmony. Now, very often, folks, our relationships one with the other are less than harmonious. And I'm sure there's at least someone in this room today, maybe everybody, including the boys standing up here, will realize that there's people you get on with and there's people you'll not get on with. There's people you like and there's people that they'll push all the wrong buttons. They'll do your head in. They would give a paracetamol a sore head. Do you know anybody like that? Take a look at yourself in the mirror on the way when you get home, or in the mirror in the car on the way home, and say, am I that sort of type of person? God is intentional in His relationship with His Son, and it's for your benefit and for mine. Not only is that relationship eternal, it exists in the Godhead, but also the relationship is effective. It works. It says, He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and was not anything made that was made. This relationship is effective, folks. It's an incarnate relationship. You see, Jesus Christ is the source of all things. Jesus Christ is the source of life, is the source of creation, the creation of this world. As he took on human form so that he would come into this world, that he took on flesh to come into this sin, sick, cursed planet today for you and for me. That's what he came to do. He came as the incarnate Son of God, that baby to Bethlehem, that young man in Nazareth, that man that taught up to 33 plus years of age, and then went across to die for you. And how could he come unless he was the incarnate Son of God? He's the source of life. He's the source of creation. He created you. He knows you. He understands you and me. He's incarnate. But also we find that this relationship is effective because the relationship is incomparable. I hope you get on with each other in your household, with your family, with your loved ones. And sometimes we have to keep our ears closed and our eyes shut when things happen and say nothing. Whatever you say, say nothing. But you see, that relationship that exists within the Godhead is incomparable. It's not like our relationships, which falter and fail and are defective. That relationship that exists within the Godhead between the Father and the Son is a relationship that cannot be equaled this side of eternity. Because what Christ was able to do at the cross, what Christ is totally capable of doing in your life and in my life, is and can never be equaled. A relationship that's effective. When you look at your own relationships one with the other, are they really effective in your business life and your home life? When you close your front door, nobody knows what's going on in your heart and your mind and your life. What's it really like? Is it effective? Is your Christian witness effective to those around you? We have to ask ourselves these questions, folks. Because the relationship that exists in heaven is effective and eternal. And the third thing we see is that it is enduring. This relationship endures. Those mountains that I was talking about, around about Limavady and the Himalaya range and down in Newcastle and the Mourns, seem to have endured forever. They seem to be there forever. If I looked out and saw that Benevna was missing, you know, you'd have to take your glasses off and look again just to see. But you see, unlike those mountains which God formed with his own hands, the relationship that exists within the Godhead is enduring. It has always been. It's a life that's unique to Christ. It's totally independent. Because when Christ breathes life into us, that is breath and light to mankind and salvation to those who believe. Verse 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We live in a really dark world. We live in a world that tries to be independent of God. We live in a world that says to God, get out of my life. We live in a world that does its own thing its own way. We live in a world that wants to control its own destiny. But you know something? That life which God breathes into us through his only begotten Son is totally independent of this world. This world can have no causal effect on it whatsoever. The second thing we see about this relationship in the Godhead also, which is enduring, is not only is it independent, but it is infallible. And why is it infallible? Because God has always been. God is always sovereign. God is always overarching. God is always the same. Because the light shines in the darkness and the darkness is not overcome. When you go into the house at night time and it's pitch black, you turn the light on and it dispels the darkness to the four corners of the living room or wherever it is. And that relationship that exists in the Godhead is an infallible one because the darkness cannot control it, cannot overcome it, cannot destroy it. because that light which is Christ, incarnate, independent, incomparable, infinite, intentional, infallible, is Christ fully and completely. That's the sort of Savior we have, folks. That's the sort of person who's able to save you, and not only save you, but keep you. That's the sort of person that believers, Christians, genuine born-again people are able to serve. With difficulty this side of eternity. Not without its failings and problems, but that's the only begotten Son of God who is able to save and to keep you. The Word and the Father. A relationship which is eternal, a relationship which is totally effective, and a relationship which totally endures, folks. Our relationships come and go. Maybe you've been in business with somebody in years past and they let you down and you let them go. Maybe somebody who was in a relationship with somebody and it didn't work out. And we face all of these difficulties, but that relationship that we have with God through Jesus Christ never fails. Never grows cold, but always endures. I want you to go home today and have a good think about the relationships that you have with your family, in this church, with other believers. But most of all, I want you to think about the relationship that you may have or may not have with the Savior. And if you do not have a relationship with the Savior, it's time to get that relationship sorted out. Can't be any straighter than that. I said to the people in Colnaty and Swatter a number of months ago, because those two congregations, like here, have had a history of preaching the gospel and sharing the unsearchable riches of Christ with people. And I said, if you end up in hell, it's your own fault. Don't blame any of the ministers over the last 50 plus years. That might sound like a really callous thing to say, but it's fact. If you end up in a lost eternity, it'll not because you came here and never heard. You will be without excuse. Can't be any straighter than that, folks. And that's why we need to have that living, active, credible relationship with Jesus Christ that has legs, that walks, that is active. A relationship that's eternal, a relationship that's effective, and a relationship that never fails. That's the sort of God that we have. That's the sort of God that you can be serving today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you.